And I'll let the representative speak to what Colin, but he had told me about meeting with Dusty, MoDOT, talked about all three of the entrances. And I can just let
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing? Todd Bradshaw. I'm a real estate agent here in town. Colin, unfortunately, couldn't make it. He was on vacation, couldn't cancel the reservations. So really pretty simple here. We don't want to build 168 tiny homes. Met with Dusty with MoDOT. He doesn't want to see 168 tiny homes built here either. So that's why we want to bring that way down. And we want to do it the right way. Could you bring up there, Scott, where we talked about maybe doing a U-shaped road through there? Because one of the concerns from some of the surrounding neighbors was using Amherst, which we have zero desire to use. So we wanted to do kind of a U-shaped road through there. There was one that was like cut through. You know what we're talking about?
No, I don't.
Well,
so here's
right there
here's
when you first pull off of 76.
And then Amherst?
Yeah, but when where that breaks off, it just goes straight through there.
Oh, right here?
No. I thought we were talking about coming in.
Off 76.
It's right next to that house.
Right here.
Yeah.
This is a rough cut-in of a road
right
here.
Right.
So we talked about doing a U-shaped road there, not using Amherst whatsoever, because it's only a one-lane road. That's why some of the neighbors, they didn't like anything really going in there. So I think we alleviated their problem.
If you did the U-shape, would that be like a one-way in and a one-way out?
Oh, if you do it wide enough, I don't know why it couldn't be both ways. I mean, we're open, really.
As long as you're both parking on the street.
Yeah. Right.
My question would be, if you replatted and you replatted the roads to meet the current standards at 50 foot, you'd have to reduce a lot of the lots to make them big enough to build on, correct?
Well, due to where the sewer lines are and the road placement and everything, I think the lots end up being 16 foot buildable area front to back. So from the front, meet the front setback, meet the back setback, you have about 20 to a 16 foot structure in there. It just makes that lot so little.
I don't see any way to make the lot or the roads to where they would ever meet
50.
The current road standards to where they would ever be maintained by the county. But I could see maybe getting them, 25 foot wide, more
you
doable
want,
for.
You want the road or the right of way?
The right of way to build the road. Yeah, the current standards are 50 foot on any new road.
Those are currently 20-foot wide right-of-ways going north and south. And I think I put it in your staff report. Were they 30 going east and west? And there's only one right here that's 30, and these are 20.
Scott, can you bring up a topo layer to, isn't that fairly steep, all of that terrain?
It does fall off.
Do I?
It does fall off somewhat, yes.
That in itself is going to make it difficult to build a road on them narrow.
So I have to zoom in quite a bit there, Randy. But here's the westerly edge, and here's the easterly edge. That's at 866, and then down over here is at 818. It's almost a 60-foot drop in that distance that way. And then it starts going towards the southwest here. This corner.
Well, from Amherst, it's fairly steep going up.
Right, on the Amherst side is the steepest side.
Yeah, that's why it makes no sense for us to even use Amherst.
Can you bring up where the sewer lines were? You had a layer, I believe.
There's Hillcrest. Then there's a line that follows somewhat Amherst.
Okay, I see the one follows Amherst.
And here's the problem with the replatting. If you're not even going to use that road and work, but there's a sewer.
Well, they're wanting to keep the sewer within the roadway, correct? But that would still be doable to make it like a U-shaped road if you leave the sewer lines alone and leave them in the roadways.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
So being R1 currently, how do we get to the point where they can attempt to change it to NR1? Is it based on the volume?
It's 90% of the whole subdivision. I mean, you're basically changing almost the whole subdivision.
But it's not the whole subdivision.
Not quite.
What about the other people?
Well, they'll have their chance to speak on. That's where you have to make that decision. If that use would fit with the existing parcels that are currently under different ownership.
Okay, why don't we do this? Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone opposed that signed up to speak?
I'm not necessarily opposed. Major comment.
Okay. You want to come on up? Did you sign up to speak? Or
I did.
You want to
take a while. At least 10 minutes. Anybody else want to go first?
I don't know if we're going to give you 10 minutes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Billy. I live a way down the Amherst Road. I really doesn't know. A post or not post make a whole lot of difference because the 16 acres, it was built it on for the RV already. I talked to the owner, tried to purchase this property privately. We have a meeting. He made some kind of agreement with the Amherst Road. I have another properties on the front, and the one is on the back. The whole thing, I think Scott and Randy all know, it used to be I have a little problem with the Amherst Road. You know, I got a permit and I got this, but anyway, long story short, but I was really kind of fighting for not having any those 90 rental. But the thing is, right now, I think it's our Tenney County. It's 90 rental things just everywhere. You're hard to stop. It's a business. It's money. Good for the economy, wherever. But my half agreement with it, they, can I go over there?
Sure.
He gave me personal agreement with me. They're not going to use Amherst Road. They can't. It's hard. It's just one single road. They try to build a U-shape from the Hillcrest and another way out. I only give them the suggestions on the Amherst Road widening up for the entrance. Right now, so deep, hump, and maybe they can widen it up so they can go to the property, and another ones go to Amherst. So people living in Amherst won't be screaming and yelling. But it ended up, and also they have another, some kind of entrance somewhere around here, right, Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Yeah, They have some right there, and I suggest the new, maybe the purchase on. I said, why that? So you have open up, so you have a tube for your own. He told me, said, no more than 20 or 30. Mary Jo one time want to put 100s out there. That's totally ridiculous. I don't think it's going to be good. You got the map. But later on, he told me, says no more than 20 to 30. I think if the trim economy we have, if we have to go that route, if they can cause the neighborhood not too much conflict, no much traffic created, because the 76 state highway is just ridiculous. But you guys already give the 16-acre for camp. To my concern, if they can do what he told me, two-way widening, and not he's not planning on to build on the back end, it's too narrow. He just tried to put something like a rental on there, so cut a lot of traffic. And he's agreed with that too. And so I talked to him. I think he's reasonable enough to try to give the respect for, you know, the concern for the neighborhood. Because that 16 acre right next to it, that RV camp, a little room traffic on the 76, we don't know when we can stop that. But however, I'm not against if he can do the agreement like what we have. I'm fine with it. I'm happy with it. Because sooner or later, somebody's going to do something with it and also help the county get some tax revenue or whatever it is, you know. It's good for everybody. But I just don't want them to give it. I saw a lot of, there's all 90 rental now. It's just so hot. This is the business. And I understand that. But just need to let those people know, give a respect for the neighborhood. Don't create problem later on. You just want to make money and not think about it. The surrounding, and I think I talked to him. He come talk to me. I'm not against, and just my suggestion. Just if they can make that the things widening, and not use the Amherst Road, use the Hillcrest, another kind of U, and build 20 or 30 somewhere around that area. I think it's a doable. And the back, he want to put his personal house, that's what he told me, somewhere around the back, just by himself. So I think it's a doable. And so I'm not really against if they can keep that. And he told me he will do that. So I'm nothing to say. I just want to make sure in the public everybody can hear, know later on if he's changing, I can fight back.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
If he keep a promise, Scott, you know, I like a fight and he like to. So, but anyway, I'm a reasonable enough to think it's a night of rental. It just I'll just stop. I finish.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak?
Thank you. So I'm Rod Glaze, and I live on Amherst. And you know, I got to tell you, thank you for your work, because what you're doing with this nightly rental thing is absolutely driving a lot of us crazy, and yourselves, I'm sure. And like Billy, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. And I'm not too concerned about the nightly rental. I'm not concerned about the project. I've met with him. Billy and I both have met with him. I've had probably 10 conversations with him. He's probably the most reasonable.